Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. But let's jump back to Saturday with an incredible conversation with legend Harry Belafonte.
Well, I got to tell you, everybody in that audience was in love with him. And I've been getting mail all weekend long about what a fantastic interview he gave. The people who were there will never forget it, David. I mean, if you take a look at his history, for example, getting the Kennedys to get Martin Luther King out of jail, I think the argument could be made that it was Harry Belafonte who got Jack Kennedy elected president of the United States, because, as you know, it was a very close election, and black voters were a very big part of it. And the freeing of King and the Kennedy efforts, when Nixon refused to do that, probably swung the election. And it was, of course, Harry Belafonte, not only because he prevailed upon the Kennedys, who he knew, but also because he was able to generate the money that was needed to get him out of jail.
We go from that to the Berkshire Museum over the weekend, a rally outside the museum, Alan, on Saturday. This after, at the 11th hour, the state attorney general's office appealed the Berkshire Superior Court decision that greenlit the sale of their artwork, some Rockwells. What do you make of everything? That auction was supposed to happen today.
Well, it's not happening, obviously. The state attorney general stepped in and made very cogent arguments about protecting the public interest. She's in charge of the way in which the not-for-profits are monitored legally, and it is now going to obviously wend its way up to the highest courts. I must say, there is a political class in Pittsfield that has been supporting this, while the masses of people that I see are really all against the selling of the Rockwells and these treasures. And it is perplexing to me about why this political group has been there. I don't even want to start to suggest reasons that there are people who are well-heeled who might be able to, because I don't know that to be the case. I just know that it's perplexing. So in any case, I'm delighted with what has happened so far. I think it's a terrible sin, basically, to sell the treasures of the museum. I think the idea is the museum should go out and raise money like everybody else raises money, like Tanglewood and Jacob's Pillow and Shakespeare and Company, and they all, the Mount, and they all do it successfully. What is it about the Berkshire Museum that they want to sell, basically, their children to pay their salaries?
They argued in an editorial that they've tried all those options and they haven't worked.
Well, then they haven't done it right, and they should find somebody else who can.
From there, we go to the international scene. We know that President Donald Trump has been on an Asian trip. He stopped in the Philippines to meet, well, what seems like his friend, Duterte.
Well, he says so. He says they get along very well. The United States is worried that Duterte wants to make common cause with China. That's fairly well known. That's why, you know, a guy like Trump feels he has to talk to Duterte, even though it appears, based on Trump's ability to get along with the Putins and the Xis and the rest of the dictators in the world, that he admires strong men. And in the case of Duterte, here's a guy who has had many people basically murdered. And on what basis? That they are drug addicts or drug dealers. The United States, of course, takes a different tact and has not been largely successful in handling its drug problems. And yet we can expect that we have to do better, and we will do better as we begin to see what rehabilitation methods work and other things.
Let's go from there to the story about gerrymander. Gerrymander dims hopes for Democrats despite recent wins. Partisan and redistricting increasingly restrictive voting laws will make next year's midterm elections an uphill battle.
Well, that's right. I can show you how you should gerrymander. For example, let's say you take three districts. You throw all of the Democrats, in this case, into a single district, and that leaves you more Republicans in the other districts. And so that's how you get elected. As I have often said, you go to the great computer on the wall and say, great computer on the wall, show me a district where I can't lose. Well, it is really un-American. We preach the importance of free elections around the world, and yet we do this ourselves. Terrible. Now, this is coming up before the Supreme Court. It is true, if you leave these characters to themselves, and if they win the state houses, they're going to gerrymander. But if the Supreme Court of the United States comes along, and apparently there is some very deep discussion on the court about this, and says no more gerrymandering, it has to be an outside group that does the redistricting, that can have a profound effect. But in the short term, David, as you just pointed out, it ain't good for the Democrats, since the Republicans have the upper hand in so many of these state houses.